The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board always. We are into December and just headed in. We are recording this the day after the big snowstorm. Woo!
It was a big snowstorm.
It was a big snowstorm, wasn't it?
Yeah, they said, we're going to get this much, and everybody kept saying, yeah, right. Well, we did.
I know. For once, the meteorologists were right. So thank you for being right. And they called school off, and that was a good decision. And everybody's plowing out of the snow and plowing their cars out or shoveling. Did you find your snow brush easily?
No.
That's what we usually buy another one and then find three somewhere else. And I'm like, oh, what are we doing
here? I found one maybe a foot long.
And you need a longer one than that.
To get the car roof done, yeah.
I know. It was
not fun.
It's a lot of work. But we're heading into December. We have a lot of fun stuff happening in Pittsfield in the month of December. Kicking off the weekend of Friday and Saturday, December 5th and 6th. So we're going to talk all about that. Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is hosting the Downtown Pittsfield Festive Frolic on the weekend of December 5th and 6th. Lots of stuff happening. The City of Pittsfield's Park Square tree lighting ceremony is on Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 o'clock. Join Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the City of Pittsfield's Recreation Department for this festive holiday tradition. The Pittsfield High School Chorus will perform a variety of carols around 5:45 before the ceremony begins, and Santa and Mrs. Claus will arrive following the tree lighting. Lipton Market will also be providing free hot chocolate and coffee in Park Square during the event, and artists Peter Vakina and Robert Markey will be creating holiday-themed ice sculptures in Park Square around 5 o'clock. You can watch their live ice sculpting throughout the evening and see what they come up with. Those are the artists that we use for ice sculpting in February for the 10 by 10 festival. They're fabulous. These two are longtime friends, and you start with a cube of ice, like a block of ice, mm-hmm. and it's a square cube of ice, yeah. And they make magic, and suddenly it's a heart or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a surprise. So check that out for sure. And the tree lighting is always magical for everyone, families, couples, friends, any age. Go check that out. It's at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Otto's Kitchen and Comfort will also be providing free hot chocolate and photo ops with the Grinch that night from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday. So we host at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts and the Office of Cultural Development, we host the Wreath Art Auction, yay, which, yes, Bev has been a part of for years, making wreaths. We have artists make wreaths, and there's usually up to 75 wreaths. And then we have a grab-and-go option and an auction option, and all of the proceeds go to the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. And this year, we are doing it on Saturday, December 6th. In years past, it's been in conjunction with the tree lighting, but we are switching it up this year. It's Saturday, December 6th, starting at 4 o'clock. We are doing that because the Berkshire Bazaar is hosted by Thistle and Thorn at the Holiday Inn on West Street on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is the huge conference room at the Holiday Inn will be filled with vendors. I think she said they have more than 50 vendors filling that room. Wow. So it's a great way to shop for the holidays. It's very cool. And there's makers, artists, small business, thoughtful gifts from all of those handmade goods and thoughtful gifts from all of those vendors. So the idea is you go to the Berkshire Bazaar, mm-hmm. at Holiday Inn, and then you wander over at 4 o'clock to the Wreath Art Auction at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. We're thrilled to be hosting that once again. The parking lot will be open across the street. The Cooper Center is generously opening that parking lot for us. There is a suggested donation to get in. Again, all of the proceeds go to the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. So at 4 o'clock, you'll walk in, and if you are in a hurry and have to go somewhere else, you can grab and go. Prices usually start around $25, $30, and then they're up to $50, depending on the breadth and depth and size of the wreath. And then there's about 10 items up for auction every year, and that happens at 5:30. And this year, we're having Alex Retchkovsky be the auctioneer. That is the director of the Pittsfield Library, the Berkshire Athenaeum.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So he will. We're thrilled to have him as the auctioneer this year. Siobhan Lemmy has been with us for years past, and she rocked it. She retired from the city of Pittsfield and is continuing to rock the world of the Berkshire Running Center and Berkshire Running Foundation. But Alex has agreed to take over as the auctioneer. So we're thrilled with that. So, Wreath Art Auction, Saturday, December 6th. All of the information that we are talking about is on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com, because I'm just getting started with all of the awesome events in Pittsfield for the holiday season. So, Saturday, December 6th, we talked about the Berkshire Bazaar. Ashley Davidson from Thistle and Thorn just is amazing, and she put together this Berkshire Bazaar. It's at the Holiday Inn, 1 West Street, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then also on Saturday, there's a free kids paint and sip from 12:30 to 3 at St. Stephen's Church at 67 East Street. Holiday-themed paint and sip, best suited for ages 5 to 12, although younger and older children are, of course, welcome. Material, snacks, and juice will be provided. Children will be provided with a small canvas and wooden ornament for painting. The museum, the Berkshire Museum, will also be joining in on the fun with a free yarn snowflake ornament craft. So that's very exciting. There's photo ops on the weekend, Saturday, December 6th, from 12:30 to 3, outside Dunham Mall at 100 North Street with Santa. Photo ops with Santa. Santa will be welcoming children and families to visit with him and take photos. Bring your own camera or cell phone to capture your photos of this special moment. There will not be a photographer on site, which that's what people do anyway these days. You just bring your own phone and snap a photo. And Handcrafted, which is the new space at 26 Dunham Mall, will also be handing out free hot chocolate and cider to all in attendance, which that's awesome.
Wow.
Hot Plate Brewing is doing something from 1 to 3, free live music in their tap room. There also is Berkshire Community Action Council helping to support the Elf Children's Warm Clothing Program. You bring a new winter coat or pair of boots to Dunham Mall for a child in need. All of this stuff is happening the weekend of Friday, December 5th, and Saturday, December 6th. Again, it's all on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board. We're talking all about the wonderful events happening in Pittsfield throughout the month of December. And beyond, pretty soon it's going to be 2026. I was talking to someone on the phone about next year, and I said 2024. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. I'm going in reverse. 2026. Crazy. We're counting down to 2026 already.
Didn't we just start doing 25?
It feels like it, right? It's going by fast. So we are happy always to host the Wreath Art Auction. And Bev here, who's operating the board, does do some wreaths. Tell us about your wreaths this year.
I have 5 different wreaths this year. And nothing matches, so.
That's good.
There's no theme.
They're whimsical.
Yeah.
Are they artificial or real?
Oh, they're artificial.
They're all artificial. Good. Yeah. There's people that like both. So I will say we have some artificial and some real. And the people that buy the artificial ones use them, of course, from year to year. So there's no rhyme or reason, and they're all amazing. No.
Just whatever came into my head.
Okay, good. Good. So we're welcoming all the wreath artists over the next couple of days to drop off their wreaths. And the wreath art auction is Saturday, December 6th, starting at 4 o'clock at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. You can find more information about all of this at lovepittsfield.com. Very exciting. The Berkshire Carousel is opening on and off doing pop-ups for the holiday season at 50 Center Street. They're celebrating the festive frolic with Donkey Day. On Saturday, December 6th from 12 to 5, free rides in celebration of Missy the Donkey, sponsored by author Kevin O'Hara. Kevin will introduce his latest book, and there will be a special dance performance as well.
He's got a new book coming up.
I know. Oh. Wow. And the Irish step dancers will be there, so that will surely be a great time. Lots of cool businesses in Pittsfield and beyond. So we say this all the time throughout the season, but especially this time of year. Before pressing buy now online, really think about how you can find that item locally. There's a great new shop downtown, Solarium Plant Shop. It's at the corner of West and McKay Street. Anastasia Drayton is the owner, and she's just rocking it. There's an event there on Saturday, December 6th. Drop in to make free dried floral ornaments from 12:30 to 3.
Ah.
And it's not all plants. So if you don't like plants, still go there. Because there's so many other things. There's cute little glasses. There's candles. There's ornaments. There's just all kinds of little. There's little air plants. So if you don't think you can take care of a plant, this thing doesn't even need to be watered hardly at all.
It takes care of itself,
exactly. So definitely stop in there this holiday season. And the new store on North Street, Indie Readery and Records, that's at 314 North Street. They have really something for everyone. They have vinyls, but they also have books. It's a bookstore. And they have funny, quirky gifts. Really cool. They have stuff for kids, stuff for adults. There's some gifts with inappropriate words on them, which are really funny. So if you're looking for something like that for a friend or coworker or family member, Indie Readery and Records is the place to go. They are having an event on Saturday, December 6th as well. From 1 to 2:30, Drag Story Hour Berkshires presents a holiday-themed Drag Story Hour with Sativo Green. That's from 1 to 2:30 on Saturday, December 6th. The library is hosting all kinds of drop-in activities throughout the holiday season. You can find all of this information on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. And the Albany Berkshire Ballet is bringing back the tour of the Nutcracker. That's at the Colonial Theater on Friday, December 5th, and Saturday, December 6th, and Sunday, December 7th. This is very cool. The production features, of course, lavish sets and scenery designed by Stockbridge native and renowned theater and movie set designer Carl Sprague, as well as costumes designed by Sam Meredith. In this performance, young local dance students will share the stage with professional Albany Berkshire Ballet dancers portraying special children's roles. This year's company includes international dancers as well as dancers from around the United States. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org for more information on that and to purchase tickets.
I think there's going to be more things happening on Friday and Saturday than you'd be able to get to see.
Well, that's very true. But if you want to, you can do most of these things. Because they're all purposefully splattered around at different times. Friday night has activities. Saturday has activities all day starting at 11 a.m. going in throughout the evening. And then there's stuff on Sunday as well. So you definitely can do all of the things if you want to.
Put your mind to it.
Put your mind to it and do it. And the weather, I think it's going to be cold. But the snow went through on Tuesday, and so we're grateful that it's going to be cold and there's no snow that will ruin the fun over the holiday weekend. We're talking about the Festive Frolic, Downtown Pittsfield Festive Frolic Holiday Weekend, partnering with Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and the City of Pittsfield to present all kinds of these activities on Saturday, December 5th and Sunday, December 6th. Now, if you're listening to this and those dates have already gone by, it's okay. There are several other things happening.
Ooh, that's right.
Yes, because we're taping this and it'll air for two Fridays. There are lots of other things happening in Pittsfield. Again, check out all of the stores and shop local for Pittsfield, in Pittsfield and the Berkshires for this holiday season. And on Saturday, December 13th, is the holiday shindy. This is another kind of holiday craft and artisan show, and that takes place at the Masonic Temple on, again, Saturday, December 13th. You can just show up. You don't have to get tickets. And I'm trying to find the time here. Get in. Ooh, there's also, they're dropping off posters at Guido's Fresh Marketplace. There's a small fee to get in, but these posters and cards, I guess maybe they're postcards at Guido's, say get in free with this card. So if you're looking to get in free to the holiday shindy, there is an opportunity to pick up a postcard at Guido's and get in free. Otherwise, it's a very small fee. Saturday, December 13th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, which is located at 116 South Street. 116 South Street in Pittsfield. Again, this is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's the holiday shindy that has been happening for years. It used to be at the Notre Dame Church back in the day. Lots of vendor showcases on their social media. Again, this is taking place on Saturday, December 13th. Vendor showcase. Let's start with Color Style Flair, based in Delmar, New York. Abby is the creative force behind AKQ. It's a cozy studio where every quilted piece is lovingly handmade using locally sourced vintage or scrap fabrics. And the picture on this social post is wonderfully colorful pillows. Pillows. There's a denim jacket with a print on the back made with colorful scrap fabrics. Timeless designs, everyday essentials. Her work proves that quilted goods can be both beautiful and practical. This is one of the vendors at the Shindy, taking place on December 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Temple on South Street. Another vendor is this jewelry maker. Each piece begins with millions of seed beads coiled into vibrant sculptural forms, bold, joyful, and full of life, created by a self-taught jewelry artist, mother of three from Troy, New York. These works reflect the beauty of our multicultural interwoven world. Wow. This is at the Shindy. This is one of the vendors that will be at the Shindy. And this is handmade jewelry, unlike anything I've ever seen before. So there really is something for everyone to purchase and browse through at the Holiday Shindy, taking place Saturday, December 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Temple. Here's some pottery. Oh, there's some vases and mugs made from Ross Kunz Pottery, K-U-N-Z-E, Ross Kunz Pottery, a continually evolving line of handmade forms created for food and flora. His works include plates, cups, bowls, jars, planters, and vases, crafted primarily on the potter's wheel with thoughtful forays into hand building. This is beautiful stuff. All of the things we're talking about right now will be for sale at the Holiday Shindy, taking place at the Masonic Temple on South Street, 116 South Street, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 13th. There's a beekeeper that will be there, Laura Doan, creator of Laura's Raw Honey. Each jar is harvested by hand from her family's hives. Oh, that looks delicious.
You can forget about Amazon for the whole month
of December. That's right. That's what we're
here
talking about. Yeah. Buy local. This holiday shindy really does have gifts for all ages. This is a very sweet Free Ramblin' Kids is the name of this vendor. Creative, sustainability-focused brand specializing in whimsical, wearable toys and cozy slippers for young children. Very sweet. There's someone wearing a crown, but they also can make handmade slippers out of all of these beautiful works of fabric. That is Free Ramblin' Kids. Another, wow, this one, I'm looking at this picture. This incredible duo, Maddie and Kyra, has been crafting hand-carved woodenware. So there's pottery and there's woodenware as well. There's bowls, spoons, and all kinds of wonderfully crafted things. These vendors will all be at the Holiday Shindy on Saturday, December 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Temple on Saturday, December 13th. Jacuterie. I've heard of this. This is an artisanal charcuterie company in New York's Hudson Valley. European-styled dry cured salami, whole muscle charcuterie, fresh sausages, and smoked bacon. So they will be at the Shindy. They've been there before to sell their delicious wares as well. So there truly is something for everyone at the Holiday Shindy. Do most of your holiday shopping for your family, friends. Pick up a one or two things for yourself as well.
Exactly.
Right? The Holiday Shindy, yeah. Saturday, December 13th at the Masonic Temple on South Street, right across from the Colonial Theater on South Street. And you can find all of this information on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. And WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. We're talking about all the awesome things happening in the month of December in Pittsfield and beyond. I did have a chance to check out the Festival of Trees at Hancock Shaker Village. Berkshire Museum joined forces with Hancock Shaker Village.
Oh, really?
And presented the Festival of Trees at the village. It's called Barn to Be Wild, and it's phenomenal. It's in the Roundstone Barn, but it's in the center of the barn. It's really well presented and very cool. And then the little trees are in another building in the village. And the cafe is open. And the shop, the gift shop there is awesome. Again, talk about shopping local. There's stuff from Berkshire Museum in there, Hancock Shaker Village, and then local artisans are featured in there as well. Wow. So definitely check out the Hancock Shaker Village Barn to Be Wild Festival of Trees collaborative event with the Berkshire Museum. It's very cool and lots of stuff happening there throughout December. And we've been talking on and off throughout the program all about the festive frolic on Friday and Saturday, December 5th and 6th. Of course, the tree lighting at Park Square will be on Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 o'clock. Join Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the City of Pittsfield's Recreation Department for this festive holiday tradition. Artists Peter Vakina and Robert Markey will be creating holiday-themed ice sculptures in Park Square beginning at 5 o'clock. So you can check that out, but also see it. It's going to be cold enough that those ice sculptures will not melt. So you'll see them throughout the holiday season as well on Park Square. Otto's Kitchen and Comfort is providing free hot chocolate. And photo ops with the Grinch, which is amazing. And the festive frolic continues Saturday with the Berkshire Bazaar hosted by Thistle and Thorn at the Holiday Inn on West Street, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is a free kids paint and sip on Saturday at St. Stephen's Church. And, of course, photo ops with Santa at Dunham Mall from 12:30 to 3. And the thing that's most near and dear to our hearts is the wreath art auction. The Lichtenstein Center for the Arts is hosting the 11th annual wreath art auction to benefit the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry on Saturday. Join us definitely for this wonderful tradition. It is starting at 4 o'clock. Grab-and-go wreaths are available starting at 4 o'clock, and then the top items will be auctioned off at 5:30 p.m. We are happy that auctioneer Alex Rutchkowski will be doing the deed of auctioning them off starting at 5:30. He is the director of the Pittsfield Library, the Berkshire Athenaeum, and we're grateful. Dozens of local artists have donated their talent, time, and materials to create one-of-a-kind original holiday wreaths and centerpieces. And there will also be a raffle to win some amazing gifts as well. So do not miss out on that. And of course, the Nutcracker is here all weekend at the Colonial Theater on Friday, December 5th through Sunday, December 7th. Lots of local kids are featured in that. And I know the parents mostly have been working hard throughout the season to get the kids to and from the rehearsals for that wonderful performance. And as we said throughout this program, please, please, please shop local this holiday season. There are many things available locally that you don't think about. Yetis, for example, those mugs, Car Hardware has them, and I know many other places have them. 413 Shirts and Pits and Peace Train Tees have amazing sweatshirts and t-shirts and mugs and hats that feature the Berkshires and Pittsfield. So think about them for a more personalized gift. And then all the wonderful shops in Pittsfield, including Dory and Ginger, Museum Outlets, the gift shop at Hancock Shaker Village. Arrowhead is open for some teas throughout the season, and they have a great gift shop with some Pittsfield and Berkshire-focused gifts. So really think about the local shops when shopping this holiday season instead of pressing buy now on that internet-focused website that we all have heard about.
Right.
And the new store, we mentioned there are a couple of new stores in Pittsfield that are wonderful. Solarium is on the corner of West and McKay Street, and that's a great store. And Indie Readery and Records is at 314 North Street. Check that store out as well. Gift cards to any places are welcome. Of course, you can buy gift cards at all these places if you don't know exactly what your loved ones or friends might want. But highly encourage you to buy local this holiday season. Again, all of the things that we are talking about are on lovepittsfield.com. City of Pittsfield's Park Square Tree Lighting Ceremony, Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 o'clock. On Saturday, December 6th, the Berkshire Bazaar is hosted by Thistle and Thorn at the Holiday Inn. That goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's a kids paint and sip at St. Stephen's Church, a Santa photo op on Dunham Mall, an opportunity to support the Elf Children's Warm Clothing Program on Dunham Mall. Hot Plate Brewing is featuring free live music in their tap room. The Berkshire Carousel will celebrate the festive frolic on Saturday from 12 to 5. Some local businesses are open. The Pittsfield Library is having free drop-in activities, and the Wreath Art Auction is on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. 4 o'clock is the grab-and-go wreaths, and the auction is at 5:30 p.m. The Nutcracker, of course, is all weekend long at the Colonial Theater. Again, all of these events are on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. And don't forget, on Saturday, December 13th, is the Holiday Shindy. The Holiday Shindy takes place at the Masonic Temple on South Street, and it is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is what I cannot remember, and I'm going to verify what that time is. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Shindy is December 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Temple, 116 South Street. Lots of wonderful vendors. We went over a couple of them throughout the program, and it is a wonderful event. Saturday, December 13th, handmade shopping in the heart of the Berkshires, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is a small price to pay at the door. If you find yourself at Guido's, they are offering cards, postcards for get in free with this card for the Shindy. So all of this stuff, as we said, is on lovepittsfield.com. We are very grateful for all that Pittsfield does during this holiday season to make families and children and families and people of all ages happy and entertained throughout the season.
And don't make a list.
Don't make a list and check it twice.
No, because there's too many things to look at, and you're going to find twice as much as
impromptu.
List.
Impromptu, yes. Shopping is the best shopping of all. Just, see something and take it. See something and buy it.
That's
we
right.
Love that. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. All of the events we're talking about are on lovepittsfield.com. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful week.